Welcome to Above Par. I'm your host, Kathy Hartwood. I show you how to take more of your talent to the golf course without practicing harder, taking more lessons, or buying new equipment. I show you how to end the frustration of underperforming so you can start playing to your potential. This is where you are going to learn how to think above par so you can play below par. Let's get to it. Hello, my golf friend. How are you? I'm so glad that you are here and listening and hopefully sharing this podcast or these episodes with some of your friends, sharing your favorite episodes that you think will be relevant to somebody else. I want you to share the love. The more people who have managed minds and are able to deal with their emotions and their thoughts, this planet will be a better place. The golf course and the clubhouse and the pro shop and the locker rooms and all the competitions will be a better place. So share away. Okay, so today I wanted to talk about discovering your golf self, getting to know you on a deeper level. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, you most likely are into some form of self-improvement or personal development or personal growth, right? You're trying to get better. You're trying to feel better. You're trying to think better. You're trying to perform better, right? Which is growth. If we are going to grow, something is going to change. If we're going to grow, things are going to get a little uncomfortable. So we've got to do a little discovery to figure out what needs to change and where we need to grow. A lot of us think we know ourselves, but really we only know ourselves on a very surface level. You know, we have 60,000 thoughts a day. We only hear about 5,000 of them. But a lot of those other ones that we don't hear are running the show. They're creating results for us. And if we stay on the surface, we really never get to explore what's going on or where we can actually change and where we can grow. And there's a great quote by Joseph Campbell that says, "The cave you are afraid to enter holds the treasure you seek." We do not know what that cave is to get our treasure unless we do a little bit of discovery work. So one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about today was journaling and the power of journaling as a way for you to discover yourself and discover the areas relative to the game of golf moving into the season that are going to be worth you looking at or working on. Now, a lot of people can have some pushback. You may or may not be a journaler. I'm going to talk about it in a different context here. If you don't like the term journaling, you can call it writing. You can call it dumping your brain out. You can dumping your thoughts out onto a piece of paper. But it used to be that I pictured journaling as being that old diary that had a little lock on it that you would dump all your thoughts in. And you'd be really super paranoid that your sister would open it up and break the lock, which, let's be honest, was really easy to break into. And she would read all of your notes and share it with everybody and all your friends. That was my fear. So I never wrote anything down because I always thought somebody would see it or discover it. And that is, of course, a thing that holds people back. If that's a concern of yours, I would just tell you to just crumble it up and throw it away or just to hide it. Because when we're worried about people reading what we write, then we censor it and it becomes not genuine or authentic. Why journaling is so valuable is that we ask ourselves lots of questions all day long and they get wadded up into our brain and we never really answer them. We just keep asking questions that create some worry and anxiety. It's very challenging to solve a problem inside of your head because really what happens is more problems pop up. I'm sure you can relate to this. We ask ourselves questions and we kind of go on this little hamster wheel of spinning around and around and around and more questions come up and we really never solve anything. I like to say that you can't read a label from inside a bottle. I mean, you got to get your thoughts out of your head to be able to look at them and see what's going on. And journaling is the best way to do that. Writing it down onto a piece of paper is the best way to do that. I'm going to share with you a little bit later on how to do it relative to golf, but I just want to talk in the general context of the power of journaling. And when I say journaling, this is pen to paper. This is not necessarily writing it into your notes app or writing it down on a piece of paper or typing it into your computer in some document. This is pen to paper, old school. And the reason why is because the act of writing engages so many senses, which means it's going to land a lot more in your head. You're going to retain it. There's a stat that 42% of people who write down their goals are more likely to achieve them. Now, that doesn't mean you have to do a goal that you have for the year. It could be a goal that you have for the day. It can be an intention. So when you take a minute and write it down and set an intention, pen to paper, and you not only use your visual senses and tactical senses and kinesthetic senses, you're more likely to achieve that goal or do that thing. The other thing is that 65% of people are visual learners. So being able to see it down onto a piece of paper and out of your head is super powerful. Okay, so I'm going to tell you a little personal story about this, about writing. I did not journal really up until about 5 years ago on a daily basis, but I did do a form of this growing up when I was in high school, particularly middle school, high school. And I was a pretty good student. My family made fun of me, though, because of the way that I studied. It worked for my brain. I figured it out very early on that I would take notes. Actually, I did this through college too. I would take notes and then I would rewrite my notes and I'd rewrite my notes and I'd clean them up as I rewrote them so that I could eventually, you know, study them come test time or final time. So I put pen to paper and I rewrote all of my notes. So I take notes in class and then I go home and I'd rewrite them. And then if I could make it even cleaner or more concise, I'd rewrite them again. And the act of rewriting it helped me remember it. So it was a study tool for me and it was very powerful. It was very efficient. I didn't know what the heck I was doing or why I was doing it. It just worked for me. Right? And now they have studies that, yes, you're more likely to remember it. And the act of writing and using your hand and visually seeing it is super powerful. So your journal is going to be a great place or a piece of paper to get your thoughts out so that you can see what's actually going on in your head. One of the things as you go through this process, there is no right or wrong way to do it. No one's grading your journal. The more judgment, as I mentioned before, that you have on what you're writing or if you're doing it right, you're going to censor what you're writing, which is not useful. So there's a couple different ways that you can go about getting your thoughts out of your head. Discovering yourself, seeing what's going on, shifting the way that you think or feel. One is you can just write gratitudes. You can write down all the things that you're grateful for. When we're grateful, it's very hard to be anxious. When we're grateful, it's very hard to be mad. So when you go through and write down just some things that you're grateful for, it can shift the way that you feel. You can just freeform where your pen never lifts off the paper and just go. Just write whatever is flowing out of your brain. You do this, you're going to have lots of random things that pop out of your head. You might be talking about something that's bothering you and then what's for dinner and, oh, I didn't clean the kitchen. And then you go back to thinking about something that happened at work. That's fine. Just get it all out of your head. It doesn't need to make sense. You can go back through it and sort out what you wrote down and just be really an objective observer of your thoughts. But that's one method of doing it. You could, at the beginning of a day, set an intention on what you want to see happen for the day. At the end of the day, it could be a way of dumping out all of your emotions and what happened in the day. Get rid of them. Get them out of your system before you hit the hay. And then another thing you can do, and this is what's going to be really useful for golf, is that you can have some prompts. So there could be a topic that you have coming up that you want to journal about. This is what I do most often. Is that you might discover that there's something that is bothering you or you have something that's coming up and you use the prompt, that subject line, as what are my thoughts about that? And this is the key to being able to really get out and discover where you are, almost to self-coach yourself, which is one of the topics all next month. I'm going to teach everybody in my membership how to self-coach. So you don't need to rely so much on people. I think it's always good to have people, but you don't need to rely on people, especially when we're on the golf course. We have to rely on ourselves and we want to know how to self-coach and to pivot quickly. So next month, I'm going to go through all of that in the membership, in the Think Above Par Academy. If you're interested in getting into that, that's abovepar.club. The link will be in the show notes. But to get started, you're going to have a prompt. And then you want to ask yourself questions and you want to keep asking yourself questions, layers of questions. So you might have a tournament tomorrow and you might feel a little uneasy about it. Now, if you don't go and do a little discovery work, that uneasiness is not going to get solved by you teeing off on the first hole, most likely. I would much prefer you get curious and discover why you're uneasy so that you're more empowered when you go on the golf course. So you don't get the rug pulled out from underneath you as much. So you want to ask yourself a first level question, first layer question. It's like, what am I feeling about tomorrow's round? And then write. You might notice that I'm a little anxious. You might say I'm worried about my pairing. I'm worried about the weather that might turn. Right? You might have some surface level things that you first discover. Then you want to ask yourself another question. Why am I anxious? Why do I think I'm anxious? See what comes up. Write it down. It might be I'm worried about my score. I'm worried about embarrassing myself. I'm wondering if my swing is going to show up. Whatever the answer might be, write it down. Then ask yourself another question relative to that answer. You know, it might be I'm worried about my score. And then the question is, why is that so important to me? Now you're getting to the crux of the matter. Now you're getting to know yourself. Now you're getting to know what's really running the show. And keep asking yourself questions until you can come up with some kind of solution or something that you can use in that round, which might sound like, what are some things that I can do tomorrow to have my own back? What are some tools that I have that are going to help reduce my anxiety? What are some things that I can do that's going to help me not focus so much or worry about my results? Now you're more empowered going into the round versus feeling like you're at the effect of that anxiety that you never got curious about. You never discovered what was going on. It was just kind of hanging out with you all day. This is part of my pre-round prep for tournaments, getting prepared, mentally prepared, so that you have a really clean mind. You really discovered what might get in your way, anticipated what might get in your way, because you wrote it down. You got it out of your head. Now, to get to that point, I don't encourage you writing down for the first time ever before a tournament. It's going to feel awkward. It's not going to feel normal or familiar. It's going to feel maybe a little tedious and heavy. But if it's something that you do all the time or something that you do pretty regularly, it's a piece of cake and it happens much quicker. And you're more honest with yourself and you get to the answer and the solution so much quicker. So I encourage you, my friends, to start writing down your thoughts on the daily. Start discovering yourself a little bit more. Getting curious about how you're feeling and what you're thinking on a deeper layer than a surface layer. So that when you go onto the golf course, not only because when you go on the golf course, but when you go on the golf course, you're able to pivot so much quicker. You don't self-sabotage as much. You don't feel like you're at the effect of the game of golf, which never feels good. All right, so that's my challenge for you. Get a piece of paper and a pen. Dump your brain out. Put your thoughts down. However you like to do it. Don't judge it. Just get started. And then start using it for your rounds of golf so that you can show up a little bit better and perform a little bit better. All right, my friends, if you're interested in the Academy, I'd love to have you and teach you how to self-coach. I'm going to have a whole list of golf prompts, different ways that you can discover yourself relative to your thoughts and feelings around the game of golf. All right, have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you next Wednesday. Bye.